100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon reading from the living room again. I should have gone into the mini studio, but too lazy. Got to get a comfortable chair there. Or I could do these out from the catio. I need to build a ramp for the computer, but whatever. Anyway, 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I post a topic that y'all tend to send in droves, although it's more like a minor drove that builds up over time that's become an avalanche, I suppose. Anyway, let's not nitpick or pick at little things. Let's continue. It's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and y'all come up with the stories. And y'all came up with some good ones here on Christmas Eve. No, the topic is not Christmas Eve. It's another festive topic, the lion that ate cherries. So let's go and listen and curl up by the fire, and hopefully it's not the fire of your domicile with a gas leak or something. Now that we have gas, I of course I'm going to go to bed thinking, gas leak? That's why I got the carbon monoxide and all the other stuff, but apparently not the gas leak detector. Gotta pay some more for that, ADT. Better get stock in it now. So, ADT, Walmart. Oh, and I got all those things working through Siri, so if you're hackers, yeah, you can make my life a living hell. Anyway, let's continue with the story, shall we?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 922 with the prompt of The Lion That Ate Cherries. Well, here's my story. Bomilda continued, "There are a lot of children's songs that seem innocuous, but are actually used to encourage magical abilities. Ring Around the Rosies, London Bridge is Falling Down, and The Lion That Ate Cherries." Linoleum Amanda's eyes lit up. "I know them all. My daddy sang them to me for years. I should have magic then, right?" Bomilda gave the blonde girl a sad look, but Sabrina took advantage of the question. "No, it just shows you're a dope. If you had magical abilities, you'd have learned some by now." Shell-shocked by Sabrina's rudeness, Linoleum Amanda wandered back across the meadow. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He was furious. The lion that ate cherries? What kind of a Christmas gift was that? He was a writer. He wanted books, not worthless pseudo-art. And, on top of it all, that creepy cousin smirking. No! And then, it hit him. The photograph. He remembered the photograph. "I'll take it. The painting, yes." Everyone mocked him. He smiled. 2 weeks later, he arrived at a remote village in Africa. An elderly woman opened the door. "I've been waiting for you." Right there, a whole library of first editions, rare books, a dream come true. "Your grandfather knew you'd understand." And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkopf.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are The Lion, the Monk, and the Mouse, and Train from Prompt 839. Most folk know the koan about the monk and the strawberry. In the same canon was The Lion That Ate Cherries. On a hill, a lion spies a monk crossing a valley. He was very hungry. At his good fortune, he gave out a mighty roar. Hearing said roar, the monk took off running. All day the two ran, the lion never gaining on the monk. Finally, the monk spied a cherry tree. He clambered up with the lion at his heels. The lion dropped, spent, at the bottom of the tree. Now all he had to do was wait. Unseen in the branches was a field mouse. He noted the monk, but kept his eye trained on the lion. While both were quite dangerous, the greater danger, thought the mouse, was being eaten. The monk started throwing branches at the lion. The lion didn't move. The mouse began gnawing at tiny branches. A cherry dropped. The lion caught it and purred. The monk joined. Together they stripped the tree of all the cherries. The lion slowly rose and walked back to his hill. The monk and the mouse gave praise to Buddha, climbed down the tree, and walked away. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
As dictators go, he was probably one of the worst. Ruthless, heartless, and despotic. Intolerant of opposition, few dared to challenge him. And those who did would come to a sticky end. They called him the Lion. And he had a fondness for cherries. Expensive delicacies in this country, but money was no object, and he demanded the very best. So the very best, he got. Every day, he'd feast upon huge bowls of luscious, ruby-red cherries, spitting out the stones as casually as he dispatched his enemies. Cherries. Lovingly, and carefully, prepared by me. Copiously laced with cyanide.
Good morning, Richard here, and for the topic, The Lion That Ate Cherries, I bring you this. It's called Mahimba. Mahimba, the storyteller, struck an imposing figure in his tribal robes. And tonight, as always, he had a captive audience. He was relating The Lion That Ate Cherries. And other than his deep, sonorous tones, you could have heard a pin drop. All too soon, it was over, and the tourists made their way to the bar, topping up on drinks in preparation for Mahimba's promised next story, The Dancing Hippo. We made a killing at the bar on story nights, and Mahimba did extremely well from the tips. As for his stories, authentic African folklore? Nope. Complete fabrications? Absolutely. Well, that was a complete fabrication of my own, and that's it for today. So, happy Christmas, everyone. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It only took a generation to transform the studio from a beloved institution to a bomb factory. Instead of giving audiences the entertainment they wanted, the studio greenlit projects that ticked the boxes woke social media activists demanded, but never actually paid for. When management tried to steer the company back to sanity and profitability, radicals in the rank and file protested until the board, contrary to profit-seeking board behavior, replaced the management with their own hand-picked radicals. Pressure mounted at other studios to follow the radical studio's trajectory. Instead of surrendering to the mob, though, they fired their radicals.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of the lion that ate cherries. And, I'm looking at subscribe via email. Joined 769 other subscribers. Seriously? There are that many people that are subscribed on the email and then the podcast side? I see other things and WordPress side. I see others. And I don't believe any of this crap. I think it's just the same three people. Thank you all for sending the stories in, and the topic for next week is a pick two: Aurora, Hard to Believe, Contribution, Crew Cut, Dealers, and Dirty. And best of all, the topics for next year are already posted in the schedule. So that's linked under the fancy logo to the right, and it's linked on the post. So good luck with that. I should create a shortcut that's like topic.1aday. So I'll get right on that tomorrow. Yeah, I've got a bunch of days off. I'm at the point where I'm not dreading long holidays anymore. Oh my God, that was the worst feeling of stuff, because I would get sick from some way or another, making myself sick. It's just my right shoulder bothering me from sitting weird. I got to get back on the exercises and all that stuff. I am not, the painkiller for that, another pill for this, another pill for that. Just no. Anyway, thank you all for sticking with me this year. It's been rough. I know I've been lagged by a week. I keep telling myself, on Monday I'll record the stories for the following week, or on Sunday. And I, no. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this and continuing. Here's for a good 2024 as we race towards Weekly Challenge 1000 sometime in 2025, I think. And as always, keep it brief.